This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Hello and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay. I'm Ajay Sani and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault, an expert payroll service provider for small businesses. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and take over complex payroll activities from the business owners. For details, please call Payroll Vault at 925-273-7020. Today, I'm in the studio with CPA Chetan Shah, who has over 25 years of accounting, audit, taxation, and management services experience. He has performed financial analysis, accounting audits, and prepared quarterly and yearly tax forms. Chetan has extensive experience working with small to mid-sized companies and startups with their accounting, taxes, tax planning, and CFO services. When not working, Chetan loves to read, walk, and volunteer for a nonprofit organization. Good afternoon, Chetan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ajay. Thank you for inviting me to your studio to just have a quick chat and provide more guidance and help to other businesses of what we do at Sterling CPA. And we currently have two offices. One is in Pleasanton, one in Scotts Valley, and I live in Fremont, so this would be a great conversation to...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So you already started a little bit, like, you know, a couple of offices. Well, I would like to go even a little bit further back.
Okay.
You know, what made you decide to become a CPA? And maybe you can share a little bit of your journey until now.
So give you my background. I'm from Mumbai, India. Mm-hmm. I came to U.S. in 1997. Before coming to U.S., I completed my chartered accounting and cost accounting in India, and I've been in accounting industry since 1996. So before coming to U.S., I used to work for Hinduja Group of Companies and managing few of their investment and accounting field. And I've always, from childhood, I always loved numbers and how numbers can help kind of people realize what you can do with the numbers. So coming in 97, of course, I had background in accounting, did chartered accounting from India. So I did pursue my CPA career here. So I finished my CPA license in 2001. And I work after that with private industry. I work in retail. I work with a group of companies managing a lot of their restaurant industry business and work as a CFO service. Then I work with Santa Clara County for 7 years as an auditor appraiser, personal property tax audit. Meanwhile, pursuing my CPA practice, I was growing both simultaneously. So in 2021, December, I decided to quit my job and go full-time into CPA services and merge with two more partners and took over two CPA practices. So that's how we have several offices now. And it's just the numbers. I love it. And I love doing taxes and helping people make sense out of the numbers and see what they can do with their financial numbers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it can give a, you know, real picture and can give lots of information if we see it correctly. And that's what you do. So Chetan, when people come to you and they show their books and you have a look at them, you know, whatever going on, you must be noticing that no matter what industry they are in, there are certain challenges they face at a very generic level. So what are those challenges? Do you want to highlight, like, typically, you know, on average, this is what the businesses kind of face?
That's a great question, Ajay, because, you know, we come across all shapes and size of businesses. But the standard challenge when we face, when businesses or the owners or entrepreneurs get into business, they are very good at what they do.
Right.
But the biggest challenge they all face is not keeping track of their paperwork. Because, you know, they have not had experience in that area because, you know, they start with the passion of the business skills. But there are a lot more that needs to happen besides the business, what they do. So those are the biggest challenge we find, is not maintaining their records correctly, not having separate bank account or credit card account for their business transactions. Because, you know, in past we have experience with clients where they come across an audit from IRS and then they ask for all the bank records, and now you're giving bank records including your personal account. So now there are a lot more scrutiny from IRS or other agencies to avoid that. So the challenges, as I mentioned, is maintaining their records correctly, working with the right people to get the right advice timely is another challenge, because, you know, initially it's more of an investment you have to do with the right partner to grow your business. Because, you know, if you have a right partner, they will guide you initially to set things up for success rather than just going into it. And after in a year, you realize that, hey, I wish I would have done things differently. So that's when the right advisor and partner comes in place, working with the right CPA firm or advisor, gives them more perspective into doing things right way.
Yeah. And you made a very valid point. Like, they are good at what they are doing, business owners. And you made me remember my corporate days when I was working for a telecom company. There used to be different departments, and one is looking at the core of the network, one is looking at the, you know, metro part, one is looking at the customer edge. So whichever organization you talk to or look at their slides, the part that they are doing used to be huge, big, like what all they are doing. And rest could, at times, could be small bubbles. We are getting this from there and getting this from this place or getting this from the cloud, whatever. Those parts are small, and whatever area they are focusing on becomes really big, which is like near and which is very natural because that's what they're doing. That's what they're talking. So, and then also the personality, right? There are people who are very, very extrovert type of people, or, you know, in a service industry or something, they'll be very happy doing all the things that are good for, like, you know, client services and everything. But when it comes to sitting in an office and having the paperwork in order, that may be very boring for them as a person. And unless they hire someone who is good at that, this task become like, okay, this would be the last thing they would like to do.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when we come out as an advisor or in a role where we are able to help them look at everything from 360 degree perspective. So when they come to us, they're looking for one thing only. But when we start talking and asking more questions, that's when open ups more avenues for them to think about. And also that helps them how they can grow in other areas of services. Because, you know, sometimes when you come, you're just looking for one area of service. And when we start talking about other areas, that's when you realize, yeah, you can do this several other things also to expand your horizon and grow. So that's where our help as a service or valuable feedback comes in place to help them succeed in what they do. Our end goal is to see how we can help businesses succeed in what they do, and we take care of the back end part for them. So they don't need to worry about those areas of paperwork or hassle or headaches and taxes and accounting and payroll and sales tax. So that kind of helps them stay at ease and focus on their business.
Absolutely. So Chetan, the other thing is that initially when they're starting, it sometimes looks like, okay, everything is a cost in terms of all those functions that they are, sometimes they try to do on their own. And if they have a background, they may do a decent job, but if they don't have background, they struggle. And when they decide that, okay, no, it's too much, I can't handle it. I need a professional. I need a company who can guide me. And a CPA firm can help with lots of things, like as you were just mentioning. How do a business owner look into, like, who's the right fit? Like, you know, which firm to go with? Because there are, like, you know, if I do Google search, there'll be quite a few, you know, on Yelp and all those places, people are talking about what they do. And if I'm a new business owner, like, how do I try to find out, like, who can be a good one for me?
No, that's absolutely a great question, because, you know, that's where the question comes for in mind of the business owner to look for. How do you find a CPA, as you ask, right? So you do an initial meeting, ask question about the person's experience in how many years of experience of the service, what type of industry they provide service to kind of see, will that CPA be a good fit for the service they provide? And will they be able to give them the guidance they're looking for based on the service they provide? So definitely have an initial interview with the CPA firm, understand their service areas, understand what their service they are looking for first.
Right.
Accounting, payroll, sales tax, FICA, taxes, tax planning. Once they identify the areas of service and they talk to CPA after few interviews with few other CPAs, then they can realize and say, you know what, who would be the right fit for them? Because end of the day, what they're looking for is the right service that will help them in their business. And to provide that right service, you want to partner with the right CPA firm or advisor who has dealt with those services in past, or who are working currently with similar business industry. So that way they can provide them better guidance.
Yeah, no, makes sense. And also when you talk and have those initial conversations, you also get a feeling like, okay, hey, I'm connecting with this person better. This person is aligned with my values. Whatever I'm looking for, this person or this firm is kind of not only capable in terms of the skills, but also how we work. They can sort of either help, complement, or they are aligned, or at least complement.
Absolutely, because you know, end of the day, what you meeting when you working with anyone, you working with a person.
Yeah.
First, before you working with the whole firm. Firm is all, of course, a back where you have the support system there, but you working with that person. If you don't like the person or personality or the way they conduct the business, honestly, ethically, then you're not going to be working with them long term.
Right.
And then you, if you don't do that right way initially, you might waste more time and go in the wrong direction. So it's better to do have the interview, see if the CPA is right fit for them. And also a lot of time, we as a CPA also look, is this the right business to for us as well to work with? Because we want to make sure it's compatible for both sides before we engage into any engagement work to make sure it's best benefit for each side.
Yep, you're right. And when it comes to, you know, how you are helping, you mentioned few things like you basically analyze and there are so various functions that you support a business with. But is there a time that is the right time? In other words, for a business owner, taxes need to be filed. There is no choice, right? Doesn't matter. You know,
absolutely.
As an individual, we need to file taxes every year. As a business, we need to file taxes every year. So from timing point of view, that's there's no choice. But is there a case that when they are like initially maybe trying to do on their own or whatever, they may have someone, you know, doing their individual taxes, may not have experience doing business taxes and all that, but out of comfort zone initially, there may be an attitude of a business owner, I just don't want to spend too much time looking out for the right CPA firm. But I think isn't it important that when they're starting, rather than waiting for things to grow up and then go to the right firm, they should pretty much from the beginning, they should be looking at, okay, this is my long-term, you know, partner.
That is so true because, you know, if you just think about it, growing up, you know, you start school, you're not going to go to grade 10 unless you did grade 1 to 9 before. So if you're starting a business, you want to do a step a ladder in the right direction one at a time. You're not going to jump from step 1 to step 11 because, you know, if you don't go through each step right time, right way, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
And that fall could be kind of demoralizing to some extent because now you think that, hey, am I doing the right thing? So it's better to find right person before you even start a business. So it can help you in structuring your business. Mm-hmm. Should it be a self-employed business? Should it be an LLC? Should it be an S corp? Should it be a corporation? What should be the structure of the business? What are the risks involved? What are the benefits of it?
Mm-hmm.
So once you understand, then it's easier to do things in a more structured way and more organized way. So you are stepping and setting a right foundation for your business to grow. Because, you know, if you do not have the right foundation, chances of your growth will take a long time. You may succeed based on what you do, but it may take you longer.
Right.
Why reinvent the wheel when you can get the right advice from the right person to help you with your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So coming back to your practice, Chetan, what do you think are some of your key strengths? Obviously, you mentioned, like, you know, you're very experienced and you have supported, you know, various types of industries for a very long time. That's there. But are there certain things that you would like to highlight in terms of how you do things and how you help your clients?
Absolutely. So our strength of our business or my personal strength would be more of a personalized service. So every client I work with, I interact with all my clients in some capacity initially or throughout the process of tax filing or any other service we provide. So personalized service is there. We provide service with empathy. And I think that is our strength of our business where we have client keep coming back to us or they stayed with us for the last 20 plus years. And they are providing more referral to us because of that reason, because they get the personalized service where they're not able to get that lot of places. And we have a great staff at our office who take care of all our clients because our value and our mission and value is to provide the best service we can and educate our client. So when they come with question, we just don't ignore them. We kind of sit with them, explain them to the best of our ability and based on the person's knowledge or the questions. We spend enough time to educate them and make sure they understand before they finalize their taxes or any of these other services. Because that's the main reason we are successful in our business, and that's the reason we see a lot more referral every year, because of the service we provide, personalized service we provide. We have a lot of CPAs. We have 4 CPAs in office with 20 plus years of experience. So, and we have a couple of EAs and other staff members. So overall, the support is there for businesses to get services. Whenever they call, they'll never get a voicemail unless they call over weekend or out of business hours. So somebody will always be there to answer their call. We'll be able to help them to take care of what are the questions that comes in place.
And I think that's huge, especially for small business owners, because they are so occupied in their own things. And when they have time or they have a question, they want to speak to someone at that point of time. You know, I mean, by that I mean to say as soon as possible, in the sense that it's not like, okay, you send an email and then you're waiting for a response, and then the business owner may be too busy and they are like kind of, they have a question, and that may be a very pressing question that may have an impact. And if they get that kind of support and personalized service, that can make things a lot easier for them.
No, that is so true, because most of the time if somebody calls or leaves us a message, email, our response time is 24 hours to 48 hours or sooner, sooner than that. But most of the time within that time frame, they would get some response back with feedback or questions answered in one or the other way.
Yeah.
And if we don't know something, we'll find a solution for them. You know, we know a lot of things, but tax laws are so complex and so wide. Sometimes we may have to do some research before we give them an answer.
Yeah.
We'll give them a time frame and say, hey, once we do more research, we'll get back to you with the right support or right answer. If you don't have answer, we'll find them a right partner who can help them. So that at least they'll still get the service or the support they need.
Yeah. And I think that's massive, because when we have sort of the mentality to help the clients, we not only look at like how we can help, but also if they have questions that are not directly related, say, to tax laws or something, but maybe something to investments and all those kind of things. Then when you work with partners and you connect them to the right vendors, if I may use, for the lack of a better word, it's also a good service, because then they trust you, as you are a trusted advisor, because you're looking at their finances.
Absolutely.
And trying to help them. And so you already have the trust. And then if you work in a way to which is in the best interest of your clients, that trust only grows, and it really benefits them, more importantly.
And that is the main purpose we have in our practice, is to be the best resources for them. If we don't have, we work with other partners, as we talked before. So we provide them the guidance. We say, okay, if we can't find it, talk to some other vendors or partners we work with. That would provide them the right service. And so that definitely is a big plus we have, that brings them peace when they work with us, because, you know, things are complex and there are so many questions we all have. It could be for your taxes, could be for your tax planning, could be for financial services, wealth management, could be for college planning.
Right.
Or divorce issues, or somebody's getting married, somebody has a child, 529. So many complex questions always comes up.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of time we read a lot of things on Google, and you're not sure, am I asking the right question or am I getting the right information?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could talk to your friends and they'll give you one advice and not someone else.
Yeah.
So everybody gives you a different perspective based on their experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to professionals like us, we kind of look at it in the right way and provide you the best guidance based on our ability. And if we don't know, we'll find the right partner for them, who would be able to answer their questions and help them.
Yeah, and that's very valuable. So I'm also now thinking that while you are here with us, why don't we pick your brain and, you know, if you can share your wisdom. I know it's like, you know, in a couple of minutes or whatever, in short, it's very difficult to elaborate on some of the things that you help with. But if you're talking to a group of business owners, like, or, you know, whether it's one-on-one or one-to-many, and they are asking to be successful, right? Okay, what can I do to get better wherever I am there? And then, of course, you'll have to sit and go deep to really make an impact. But at a very high level, are there certain suggestions that you would like to make for any business owner that, okay, hey, look into this if you have not, type, or whatever you want to say? I would like to pick your brain.
You know, so that's a great question, to give more insight into any business, anyone starting business, even in personal level. everything starts with planning. You start to plan properly, start early, maintain good records of everything you do. Keep track of your income, keep track of your expenses, keep track of anything you do that helps you business-wise. But main thing is plan in advance. Take right advice when you need them. Just give you an example. If you need to do, if you have a problem, medical problem, you're not going to fix it at home. You'll try maybe a few things here and there, but end of the day, you're going to go to a doctor and get the right advice, professional advice.
Yeah.
You're not going to cut yourself and say, no, I'm going to do my own surgery. Because, you know, you because you want to make sure you are doing the right thing and you're not making it worse. So start early. Take right advice, professional advice, maintain good records. Documentation is the key to everything you do. Because, you know, without documentation, if something happens, it's very hard for you to prove and provide the backup. And that could be a bigger challenge.
Yeah.
So those are the key advice. Start early, planning first, start early, get right advice and documentation of everything you do. Processes, paperwork. Mm-hmm. So that would definitely be a great way to start for any business or even individual person starting with anything.
Yeah, no, that's so true, because if we are not planning, we are always reactive and then we will be dictated. So we will lose control. And it's not about being control freak, but also it's more about we are aligned with our goals, whatever we want to achieve. If we have a plan, we can at least, you know, one thing we'll do, if we have a plan, we can monitor and see, are we on right track, or are we going towards our goal, or we are moving away from our goal. But if you're not planning, it's kind of, you don't even know. We are just reacting.
That is so true, because, you know, just for a simple example, you sit in the car, you don't know where you're going to drive. What are you going to do? You're just going to keep driving without end in sight.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. It's all about planning. You sit in your car, you know exactly where you're going today most of the time, except some days you want to wander around. But 99% of the time, you know, when you're sitting in your car, okay, I'm going to go to work, or I'm going to go to grocery shopping or the area. So that's what it is all about. Simple example like that. It's just all about planning your route, planning your day, planning your morning. Everything starts with planning your day. Because if you plan in advance, you're not rushing, you're not getting stressed. Because everything otherwise is just goes hodgepodge and you're just running around.
Yeah, no, that's why it's said that if we fail to plan, then we plan to fail.
So that's
That's a very, very useful suggestion, Chetan. And listeners, if you are listening, and then, you know, especially this time of the year, there are lots of sort of to-do list or, you know, New Year goals and all those kind of things come into sort of thoughts. The key is, like, can we implement those and stay true to that plan in terms of, like, follow up and keep track of it?
That is so true, because, again, you know, every end of the year we always have a plan, right? Let's say you'll say, you know, next year my goal is to lose 5 pounds. But again, for that you have to have a plan. Okay, if I'm planning to do that, what should be the first step, second step? So diet control, exercise, walking could be the simplest thing that you have to put it in place, because otherwise, if you don't make it simple to follow, you're not never going to follow, because, you know, that's what happens. As soon as the January ends,
you
all go back to our old ways of doing things, because, you know, it didn't go through, because we think it's very hard. Discipline is required in anything we do to make things successful and work better for all of us.
Absolutely. So, Chetan, if any of our listeners want to reach you, contact you, what's the best way?
So, best way to reach out is our office numbers, and I'll give you once again, my office is Sterling Certified Public Accountants, Inc. You can reach out to Pleasanton office at 925-425-9307 or Scotts Valley office at 831-438-4756. Or you can reach out via email at admin@sterlingcps.net or chetan@sterlingcps.net. There are many ways you can reach out. You can look at our website and you can reach out to us through that. Also sterlingcps.net as well. And best way to is just call our office so we can understand your needs and provide you the right guidance.
Yeah. And these days it's so easy actually to find out. Even I think if someone will do a Google search and say Chetan Shah CPA, they will reach you. So it's
Absolutely. They should be able to find out with working in the industry for many years, right? And that that's the best way to reach out to us. And then we are here to help. Year end is coming up. If you have any planning questions, planning needs, just feel free to reach out to us so we can help you with all your needs.
Great, Chetan. It was, you know, absolute pleasure talking to you. And thank you for sharing, you know, all the great services that you're providing.
Thank you, Ajay. Thanks for having me in your studio today to just have a quick chat and just provide feedback and guidance to all our listeners. And wish everyone happy holidays and happy new year if you don't talk before year end.
Absolutely. So, listeners, thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today. This show was brought to you by Payroll Vault. You can find the recording of the show on our website, businessbythebay.live. And, you know, we'll be back next weekend. Until then, you take care and have a great time.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.